Episode 2283, Create New Memories in New Seasons.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you are experiencing sunshine in your world today. Because you know what? Sometimes the rain comes and you just don't want it. But you know what? You also sometimes need it. Think about the springtime, right? You got to have the yucky weather in order to have the beautiful blooms. It's relationship builders. Create new memories in new seasons. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, every time something breaks is an opportunity to become better and stronger. Marriage doesn't have to be a breakup every day. Create new memories in new seasons. When you're in a committed relationship of any kind, you begin to let your guard down. You know what I mean, right? Think about your girlfriend, your closest best buddy. Think about maybe your mom or your dad. You let everything hang out, good, bad, and ugly. From a marriage perspective, your spouse doesn't just get the good of you. Your spouse gets the bad and especially the ugly. Hashtag truth. Right? We let it all hang out. We had a bad day at work. Oh, you wouldn't even know it. Oh, we're so nice to our coworkers and our boss, but man, we come home and row, 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 row. Let the cat out of the bag. You're mad at the kids. You're mad at your husband. You're mad at the cat, a dog. You're mad at the toilet, for goodness sakes. But we have to be real in order to be present. And that's what we're going to do today. And with our presence, that's when things begin to shift. So think back to the good old days where your sweetheart could do no wrong in your eyes. Those were good days, weren't they? Everything was awesome. Reminds me of a song. Takes me back to the Lego movie. I won't sing it, but yes, everything is awesome. Okay, if you don't know it, go back, Google it, look it up on YouTube. You'll see it and you'll be singing it forever. But it was those good old days. And I know I have had those moments where I'm like, you know, if we could just go back. And I'm thinking if we just went back, I would have a lot of stuff to repeat. And I really don't want to go backwards. I really want to go forward. So fast forward to today. And every day your sweetheart does something wrong. Amazing, huh? You're dating. Your to-be spouse, fiance, boyfriend, you're in a committed relationship. Oh, he could do no wrong. But now that you see him every single day, you're like, oh my gosh, he's so in the wrong all the time. I am right. Yes, I am right. We tend to look for what we want, not what we have. And what we have is never enough. Hashtag disagreements. Hashtag arguments. Hashtag fights. It's the everyday struggle in marriage. You know it. We live it, but nobody's talking about it. Because we think, oh, if we just keep it hidden behind these four walls, no one's going to see anything. I'm just going to keep stuffing it in that closet. You know what happens when you keep stuffing stuff in that closet? Well, I know, because I had a linen closet that I did that to. And I would stuff comforters and blankets and towels from years and years of moving around. And I had no place to put it. But I had this linen closet and it went all the way to the tippy top ceiling. It was like 9 feet. I had to go underneath the door to put stuff up there. And one day I opened it up and two full shelves come tumbling down on me. The stuff, not the shelves. That's what happens when we keep stuffing things in. We can't keep stuffing things in when it comes to our marriage, because that's when our marriages begin to unravel. And I don't want you to get to that point, because I've been there also. It's not fun. But I'm here to give you hope today. Because instead of giving yourself permission to see what you don't have, why not look at what you do have and see the good side? Create new memories in new seasons. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Create new memories in new seasons. So let's go shopping. We got to go shopping for a moment. And we're going shopping the old-fashioned way, in person. I know you're going to freak out, aren't you? But you get out of your car and you gather your bag and phone, locking the door behind you. As you round the back end of your car, a reflection catches your eye from the ground. It's a penny. Find a penny, pick it up all day long, you'll have good luck. But have you ever really looked at that penny? The side exposed to the tires, wind, sun, and rain. For some, ice and snow. It's dirty. It's really not in great shape. Turn the penny over. And there, just a few indentations from being run over. But there's still a shine to that penny. That's just like marriage. There are times where you are covered in the mud and muck of life. Yet, there's still a shiny spot where you can smile at each other and see the love in your eyes. Create new memories and new seasons. You don't have to let your breakups every day, your fights, your disagreements, your bills, the children, the cat, the dogs, the front door, whatever it is, the mailman. I mean, come on, we blame everything. We definitely blame the other person instead of looking in the mirror. Don't let the breakups destroy your marriage. Create new memories in new seasons. Number one, speak truth. You need to know exactly where your marriage stands. Don't sugarcoat it. Be honest with yourself. Speak truth because you can't work with a lie. That's truth, isn't it? You got to speak truth. You got to understand the position that you're in. If your marriage right now is really rocky, if things are crazy messy, then say that. Understand it. Know the position where your spouse is. Because if you're sitting there going, oh, well, it's not that bad. Don't make excuses. Speak truth because you can't work with a lie. Number two, look for the beauty. It's all about seeing the diamond in the rough because no marriage is perfect. Beauty comes from the search, not the expectation. It's easy to set expectations for your spouse, but that can become a failure trap. And we do it all the time. We want to see what we don't have. But yet we still don't even see what we do have. We don't see the benefits. We only see the failures. You got to look for the beauty. And when you are looking for the beauty, you're looking for the shiny side up. And finally, number three, know the journey traveled. You need to embrace how far you have come, even the littlest of change. Maybe you were fighting about finances every single day for a year. And maybe now it's once or twice a month. Okay, that's not great, but it's much better than every day. You're learning something. You're figuring it out. Slowly, maybe. But you don't have to set a timetable. You just have to be willing to work. So know the journey traveled, knowing that it's also not done. You haven't completed it, not on this side. When you can see the positive, that lessens the negative. No longer are you focused on what you don't want. You appreciate what you do have. Your marriage does not have to be perfect. In fact, it's better that your marriage is not, because that's where the little miracles are born. You get to reap the rewards of your hard work as an individual, supporting and loving your spouse, and as a couple. If your marriage is rocky today, don't give up. If you find yourself fighting and disagreeing more than cuddling, don't give up. If you are struggling with finances and how to pay the bills, don't give up. Every time something breaks is an opportunity to become better and stronger. Your imperfect marriage is a door to become better and stronger together. Your everyday breakups, the fights, the disagreements, seriously, he doesn't see who I really am. Why doesn't he notice what I do, right? All these things that you say, that you mumble to yourself, I know you do it because I've done it. I've been there. That is destruction for your marriage. And you're bringing it on yourself, so it's self-destruction. That doesn't get you anywhere. And it's not something that you want to have. Your everyday breakups will not destroy your marriage unless if you let it. So those mumbles and grumbles, yeah, they can destroy your marriage if you let it get in the way. But if you say, you know what? No, I don't want that. I want something better. I can accept the good, the bad, and the ugly because that's how I'm accepted, right? That's how God accepts you. So you in turn need to accept your spouse that way. And I'm not talking about the stuff that is far out there. We're not talking about abuse here. We're talking about everyday living, everyday responsibilities, taking care of the children. If you're in a relationship and you are being hurt physically, emotionally, spiritually, if you're being held against your will, that is not what we're talking about here right now. And I want to make that very clear. And if you're in that kind of a situation, you need to find help. You can go to your local police department. You can go to a local church. Do not fight it alone. You don't have to. But for those of us who are sitting back, just mumbling and grumbling, going, I really don't want to deal with this. Well, guess what? Yeah, you could go off. I'm just going to say it. You could get a divorce. But guess what? If you don't deal with it now in the marriage that you're in, you're not going to deal with it the next relationship that you're in. Period. End of story. I know nobody wants to say it, but I'm going to. Because this whole attitude that, oh my gosh, the grass is greener on the other side. It is when you're on the other side until you get on the other side. And then, oh wait, maybe the grass wasn't that brown after all. Maybe I want to go back to the other side. Oh wait, it's now too late. But you see, if you're still in the relationship, that means that relationship is still worth fighting for. Don't give up. Create new memories in new seasons. Find the penny moments. Pick it up. And all day long, you'll have good luck. Go out today. Love your spouse. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.